The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now, the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then, taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. A song just came into my mind that I will never use to a woman. When I hear the song, "I can't live if living is without you." Why would I do that? No? I can use that word to whom? To God. Or for example, "Oh my love, my darling, I hunger for your touch." Who do you think should I sing that to? See, that's the thing. The love songs that we hear is exaggerated. My goodness. They use the word, those things, "I can't live without you," or "my life is incomplete without you." You and I, please, you and I should only depend on God. With regards to loving people, you love them not because you need them. You just love them. You don't gauge your existence by how much you have, that how much people love you. No. What is most important is we are what? Sustained, connected to God. Because that is what we are longing for. This so-called searching for meaning is not about being connected solely for to be with human beings. This inner desire to be filled, this emptiness that we feel, cannot be filled with worldly or human people or human beings. This innate desire to be filled up can only happen if we are filled up with God's love. That's a built-in desire. God created us, all of us, not only Catholics, but all human beings, this desire to be filled up. But the problem is, sad to say, we are confused of this need to be filled up by saying, "Oh, I need more money. Oh, I need more likes. Oh, I need more properties." No. Because let's face it, when we die and are able to enter heaven to be with God, that's the perfection. That's where you are finally saying, "I'm totally, perfectly happy," because you are with God. Please, that's the faith we believe. If you have that faith, then whatever you have here, appreciate it, but don't think that this is what the world is all about. Why do you think the saints, the priests, the religious, we took the vow of poverty? Because we know that the ultimate richness is God. Why am I saying this? Because today is Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi. If our faith is still lacking, then what happens? You are still seeking to be filled up outside the church. Instead of coming here and praying in front of the Eucharist or receiving the Eucharist, how many of you are like that now, in that stage of wanting to be filled up and getting filled up or contented by being in front of the Eucharist? Many of us here are still in the initial stage wherein, oh, once a week is enough. Once a week of going to church is enough. I have my fill. Then I go looking out there, looking for something else, being with friends, being with family, making money, and you will realize it's never enough. Corpus Christi is the Eucharist. Christ gave it to us because he knows what he gave us, this desire to be filled up. He wanted us to experience this filling up by being intimate with the Eucharist. The saints, holy men and women, priests should be religious. Why do you think we have this church? We could simply gather here like any other church without the Eucharist. But we know that there is something special, something wonderful that we can get out of being in front of the Eucharist. The Adorno Fathers, we have one of our major tradition is to have the 24/7 perpetual adoration. If we don't get sustenance from just being in front of the Eucharist, why do it in the first place? But there is something unique in praying in front of the Eucharist. Yes, you may pray at home, but in front of the Eucharist is way, way different, way more intimate. So I wonder if that, I pray that all of us here will really say, I'd like to be in front of the Lord. Yes, Christ is in your homes, but you can definitely see Christ himself in the Eucharist. And then talk to the Eucharist. So the thing is, for us Catholics, the Eucharist, it may look like bread, but God wanted us to see him not in his fullness, because nobody can survive to see God in his fullness, but to have a glimpse of him. Remember, the Eucharist is God, but in a very limited human view, so that we can have this connection to see, taste the goodness of the Lord. I'm just sad that there are still some Catholics who don't appreciate this. There are still some Catholics who can't seem to grasp or be better intimate with the Eucharist. They come here on Sundays and receive the Eucharist. Well and good, no problem. But yet, how many even felt the joy of the desire? The thing about talking about the Eucharist, maybe, I don't know if you can understand me, but The reason why I can live without a woman, can live without my family, is because every time I receive the Eucharist, I feel contented. I feel joyful. I feel happy. It's not simply an idea that I'm sharing with you. It is an experience. The joy of receiving the Eucharist. Even if I'm down, even though I have challenges in my life, once I receive the Eucharist, I am sustained. That is how real the Eucharist is. It is not some ritual that we have to do every Sunday. And then, of course, I am sad when, even though we believe in the Eucharist as God Himself, some of us do not really prepare for it. Simple thing, like washing your hands before receiving the Eucharist. I see people with pen marks. Again, it may not be as important as first what? Cleaning your soul. Because I will not judge a person to be bad just because he or she didn't wash their hands. Because what is most important is what? Before you receive the Eucharist, what do? You confess. You want to be clean in order to receive the Eucharist. You want to repent in order to receive my Lord and my God. And that is why it is important. Before we actually receive the Eucharist, we sincerely say, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. So that in that moment when you are asking for God's forgiveness, you are being cleansed, and that your faith and love for Jesus is being renewed. It is not some superficial act wherein you just say it. God knows if you are sincere and you truly want to love Him more. And by asking for forgiveness, we accept that we have not loved Him enough. So the Eucharist, this is something that we cherish, that we treasure. This is a temporary heaven on earth. Temporary because it's not yet permanent. Heaven is still waiting for us. God is still waiting for us in heaven. But He wanted us to have a glimpse of heaven by giving us this Eucharist. And it saddens me. When Christians don't see the value of the Eucharist. It saddens me when I see Christians simply contented with hearing the Word of God and not end up receiving God Himself. It saddens me when people don't even know that they are being shortchanged. God gave this Eucharist. Take this, all of you, and eat it. And then a preacher would tell you, oh no, you don't need that. Just memorize the Bible. Just be a Christian. And that's it. How many of our Christian brethren, even some Catholics, who fell and made the mistake of accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then ended up not receiving the Eucharist because some false preachers have the audacity to say that. Believe in Jesus, but don't believe in what He said. Huh? There are many Christians, sad to say, are like that. Again. Not because I'm telling you that we are holier. No, we are not. We are not holier. But thank God we have the opportunity to receive what God gave us. And sadly, some Christians have lost the chance to receive the Eucharist because of false teachers. There are so many false teachers. So many. One of the things that the devil would do is to divide the church. And that is what's happening. No? That is what's happening. Divide the church. And one of the major divisions that have caused sadness to God Himself is when Christians reject the Eucharist. I can understand when Christ told this to his fellow Jewish people at the time when he was still alive, when he said, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you cannot have life in you. And then the people around him at the time who were Jewish said, how can you give us your body and blood to drink and eat? I can understand that, because they still did not believe Jesus. But for a Christian who is following Jesus and not accept and believe and appreciate what Jesus wanted us to receive, that's something that boggles my mind. When I became a born-again Christian as part of my growth in my faith, that's one of the things that I said to this preacher that introduced me to renew my love for Jesus. And I appreciate it, because because of the born-again movement, the Pentecostal movement, I allowed the Spirit of the Lord to touch my heart, to intensify my love for Jesus. But in so doing, along the way, he was telling me, oh, that's enough. That's enough. You experience the Spirit of the Lord. That's enough. How about the Eucharist? How about the Mass? How about these things? Oh, you don't need that anymore. Wow. Wow. Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit to help us continue what he taught us. The Holy Spirit will not contradict what Jesus said. So if somebody tells you that it is enough that the Spirit of the Lord touched you and you don't need anymore the Eucharist, tell them, is the Spirit telling me not to listen to Jesus anymore? Because that is what's happening. False preachers, false spirit, division, and the church should be one. So my dear friends, please ask yourself, what is the Eucharist for me? Do I really desire it? Do I really want it? Do I really love it? Or I simply am still in that stage wherein I just come here because it's demanded of me and not because I love the Eucharist? Please, remember what Christ simply said to Peter. Peter, do you love me? Same thing today. The Eucharist is asking you and I. The Eucharist, Christ himself. Do you love me?